Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. Utah's earliest solar collectors are smaller than a credit card. Their carbon footprints are likewise tiny. They convert the sun's energy to heat, not electricity, and they self-multiply. I am referring to butterflies, particularly those that can be found flying on sunny days of late winter while our snow still lingers. Our earliest butterflies transformed to adults last fall and have spent the winter wedged in nooks and crannies, such as cracks in deadwood or under flaps of bark. These butterflies' names are generally more colorful than their appearance. Red admirals, painted ladies, mourning cloaks, tortoise shells, commas, and question marks. Their wing edges are scalloped and irregular, the top size patterned or banded in tawny browns and muted oranges, sometimes edged with yellow or red. Beneath, they tend to be camouflaged with patterns and shades of brown like a moldering leaf. Being insects, butterflies generate little metabolic heat, so for warmth they quite literally turn to the sun on chilly spring days. Watch where they land and you will see them with their wings folded over their backs, their stance and tilt perfectly aligning their wings perpendicular to the sun's rays. The sunshine that they intercept warms their bodies and enables them to fly even when the air is cold. Butterflies of early spring often fuel their flights with the sugars of tree sap where it leaks from a bark injury. The mourning cloak butterfly is particularly recognizable, its rich brown wings edged with gold like gilt paint. If you see a mourning cloak flying among willows, watch carefully, for the females will be laying their tiny eggs singly on the tips of young emerging willow leaves. Like our migratory birds, the appearance of these early butterflies are living harbingers of the spring to come, a welcome sight indeed. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.